Let's take it from the top. Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe, baby. With my people's
Britney, bitch. It's Brit in for Alfredis with your Hot Off the Wire. Former hip-hop manager Jimmy Henchman will not serve additional jail time for a 2009 murder of a G-Unit member. The trial was declared a mistrial because some of the witnesses weren't credible, but he's still serving life sentence for some crimes he did associated with drug trafficking. Lil Boosie, his press conference is today in New Orleans at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, but you can see it at the RussParmorningShow.com. So, our sweetheart, Lupita Nyong'o, before she came to America and made it big, she was sleeping with two different men, including her boss, and having sex on video? What? Don't worry. Of course, it was for an acting role in a Kenyan soap opera that raised awareness for HIV and AIDS. So, still don't have no dirt on Lupita. If your chances with Nicki Minaj weren't impossible before, they are now. She celebrated 10 years with her boo, SB, in Cabo St. Lucas, and they were wearing matching rings on their wedding fingers. Frank Ocean, who legally changed his name, by the way, from Christopher Edwin to Frank Ocean, he's being sued by Chipotle for $212,000 for backing out of a commercial he was supposed to do with them. Supposedly, he thought it was for responsible farming and got mad that they put their logo on it. Let me find out he's gotten all Hollywood on us. Rumor has it that not only was Rihanna traveling with Drake to another one of his shows, they say they were making out in VIP, but I need pictures to be convinced about that. Lil Mo, back in the game, R&B diva, her and her husband supposedly split up, but she's moved on to a boxer who's all over her Instagram. Birthday boy Robin Thicke, he finally took off his wedding ring, but hopefully that doesn't mean he stopped fighting for his marriage. Meek Mill announced the name of his sophomore album. It's called Dreams Worth More Than Money. Tonight on the Tube, Snoop will be on Kimmel. Tops at the box office was 300 Rise of an Empire with $45 million, followed by Mr. Peabody and Sherman. That's a kid movie. I'm Britt. That's your Hot Off the Wire. Please tell me what I missed. Tweet me at Too Pretty Britty. And for more stories, go to the RussParmorningShow.com.